A Shell oil rig is beached down an island off the Gulf of Alaska after breaking free from a tow ship on Monday night in seas of 35 feet. The rig was being used to drill a prospect oil well in the Beaufort Sea. Environmental and health groups are criticizing the company, saying it is the latest of many equipment failings and problems, and Royal Dutch Shell can't drill safely in the Arctic Ocean. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
High seas and strong winds in the seas of Alaska have prevented crews from boarding the Shell oil rig to check for any damage after the rig went aground, according to the Associated Press. Details are still emerging from Coast Guard officials, but the rig, the Colic, was on its way south for the winter when engine failure struck one of the towing vessels. Then the towing vessel lost its line to the rig. It was reattached, but the towing vessels had to cut the rig loose when it began dragging them towards shore in seas of 35 feet high. The 18-member crew on the rig was rescued by the Coast Guard. The Colic is operated by Noble Corporation and was refitted by Shell for its summer 2012 drilling expedition in the Beaufort Sea. Shell has spent over $4.5 billion on preparation for extraction activities, but has yet to complete a single well and has suffered many setbacks. Michael Levine is Senior Pacific Counsel for the environmental group Oceana.
This accident is the latest in a long string of mishaps and problems that have befallen Shell this past year. So Shell has lost control of both of its drilling vessels. Its other drill ship, the Noble Discoverer, drug anchor and almost ran aground in Dutch Harbor earlier this year. That drill ship also had a significant fire a few weeks ago and has been cited for violating discharge and safety requirements. Shell previously this year sought a waiver of conditions under its Clean Air Act permit because it couldn't meet necessary protections for clean air. It had to remove its vessel from the bottom after only 24 hours of drilling due to ice cover, and the company has backtracked on its spill response plan, now saying that it's not going to be able to recover spilled oil as it promised, but only encounter it.
Industry experts view the Arctic Sea as the last great domestic oil prospect, but Alaskan natives and environmental groups say drilling threatens wildlife, pristine shorelines, and perpetuates the nation's reliance on polluting fossil fuels. The Beaufort Sea is the migration path for the bowhead whale. Environmental and public health groups have long argued that drilling in the Arctic isn't safe and the conditions are too hostile. So how hostile are conditions for drilling in the Arctic, according to Michael Levine from Oceana?
The places in which Shell has won approval to drill exploration wells are remote and difficult. The Chukchi and Beaufort Seas can have very bad weather, wind, storms, ice, darkness, all of which makes operations difficult and would make responding to a spill impossible. Shell, however, has not managed to conduct any facet of its activities without problems. This latest accident has happened as it's taken the Colic south of the Arctic Ocean and happened, fortunately, near Kodiak, where there are response capabilities. If this accident had happened in the Beaufort Sea, where the Colic is slated to drill, Shell would have been 1,000 miles from the nearest Coast Guard station and could have been absolutely on its own.
To that end, the Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility filed a couple of lawsuits to force the release of testing data and information about safety and containment gear, but the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcements have released only one sheet. Catherine Douglas is the staff counsel for PIER.
The agency had been testing in off the waters of Seattle a capping stack. From my understanding of what it does is that it would essentially assure that a disaster that happened, for instance, in with the BP disaster, the Macondo well, it would ensure that a blowout doesn't actually happen. We eventually got the information that Bessie had on their testing of the capping stack, and it was actually just a one-page, really only a half a page, cursory notes saying we did the testing on X date and it was successful. And there was really no other explanation whatsoever of how and why. And this obviously prompted more concerns on our part because it looked as if they just kind of post hoc made up that information to show with us, and really it wasn't even clear that the testing had occurred or that it was effective.
Shell hopes to begin drilling this spring, but despite those plans, Levine says the government needs to do more.
You know, Shell is an oil company. It's beholden to its shareholders, and it has and should do what's best for its bottom line. The government, however, is obligated to be stewards of our public resources and our oceans, and the government must do a better job. We have called on the Department of the Interior to take a step back, reconsider the approvals it's granted, and require Shell and other companies to show that they can operate safely, that they can respond to a spill, and that we can understand the potential impacts of these activities before approvals like these are granted. Shell's problems this past year should provide more than enough justification for a step back and a timeout.
And Shell is also facing direct legal challenges by environmental groups and native governments. The documents sought by PIER would support their legal challenge that known major hazards have not been addressed. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.